We will start with the Mets, obviously. They were in Philadelphia. They won a fun game on Saturday, and they had an opportunity on Sunday to go up 2-0, back-and-forth game. They take the 3-0 lead. They give up the lead. Brandon Nimmo hits the home run, and then you had the game-tying home run for Mark Vientos in the ninth. Edwin Diaz blows the save. Everything going on, but ultimately in the bottom of the ninth, Philadelphia with the final turn at bat.
McGill sets. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball line down the left field line. It's a base hit, and the Phillies win the game. Around third, coming home is Turner. He scores standing, and the Phillies pour out of the dugout and mob Nick Castellanos between first and second. His game-winning single to left has given the Phillies a 7-6 win and even the National League Division Series at one win apiece.
Hi, I'm Howie Rose.
Hi, I'm Howie Rose.
Yes, 7-6. There's your final score. And so we are even at a game apiece. Very entertaining game, though. Bryson Stott had a two-run triple off of Edwin Diaz. We talk about him blowing the save. That came in the eighth inning. He was brought in the seventh to try and get through the top of the order. Here's Tyler McGill. He's the one that was on in the ninth that gave up the game winner there to Castellanos. Talks about being in relief. Big spot, big game. Here was McGill.
No challenge. Same old. Just coming out in a different role. At the end of the day, just going to make pitches. Happened to get one away from me and cost this game.
Down the middle. Here was Carlos Mendoza. Obviously unconventional the way they used Diaz in the postseason. It's a little bit different. This was Mendoza on McGill in that spot.
When you're facing that part of the order, you know, it's one after another, you know. So he was careful with Turner. He can take you deep as well. And then obviously you got to pitch around Harper, and we just left that slider. I think it was too good of a pitch for Castellanos.
That's another good hitter
and made him pay.
I was going to say, he gets two out. It was like Severino in the sixth inning.
Yeah. Two out, nobody on.
He gets two outs, nobody on. You're thinking, okay, we got this. And next thing you know, the game's over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And baseball's crazy that way, especially here.
You know,
in the
anything playoffs. Can happen.
Yeah.
That's baseball, Susan.
It's baseball.
Yeah,
it's
no,
it's a little tricky. Anything can happen.
It is crazy how quickly it happens.
The one thing I didn't like, though,
yeah,
they handled Bryce Harper just fine. And all of a sudden, it's like, can't pitch to Harper. Can't pitch to... Why are you struck him out six times in the first two games?
Everything was fine. Yeah, but, you know, after Severino tripped on first base or whatever happened and he came up limping, the next three batters were like, bang, bang, bang.
Yeah, and you're pregnant.
I didn't love pitching around him there either.
I didn't either. Like, I challenge
mean,
him.
Like I don't want to, you know, to put it on a platter for him. But at the same time, it's like, all right, he already hit a home run. If he hits another home run, then you'd be like, all right, hell,
right,
tippy cap spot.
Exactly.
Go after
if
him.
He hit another home run there, we would all be sitting here going,
they
why
walked
the hell
him
did
on
they
four
pitch
pitches.
They didn't even come close.
Right,
to
exactly. The problem with that is that you put Turner on second base.
Right.
That's the thing.
Right.
Like to me, like you got to pitch to him because you don't want to put the guy on second base.
Now, that's the bad part that they lost. The good part is the way they continue to battle and battle and battle. Here was Mendoza on the fight.
Same. You know, and I mean, we came back in the ninth inning after losing the lead. So, off day tomorrow and can't wait to play in front of our fan base. It's been a while. So, we'll be ready to go.
Yeah, they were Philly. Now they come home.
They have not, you know, like Howie and Keith Rad and, I mean, everybody. And the Mets, obviously, themselves. They've been like washing the same clothes over and over again. They have not been home in forever.
They finished in Milwaukee. Where were they before that? Were they home before that?
No, they were in Atlanta.
Yeah.
They were in Atlanta.
I'm talking about the last weekend of the regular season.
Right, yeah,
they were in Atlanta before.
Remember,
that
was the rained out game.
That's right. The one game they played.
And they had to go to Milwaukee.
That's right. So they've been gone for 2 weeks, basically.
Yeah, exactly. That's what they were saying on the broadcast.
Well, here is Nimmo on going back, finally.
Probably gonna feel like a vacation home. You know, it's been a while, and you know, we're excited to get back to the Mets fans. I'm just most excited to see what Citi Field's like on Tuesday.
He's another one that's come through big.
Yeah, no doubt. That home run, he clobbered that thing yesterday. Eddie, we'll skip the Rob Thompson one for this hour. We'll go back to the Phillies coming up next hour. The Padres did beat the Dodgers 10-2. Six home runs, I think it was. Five or six home runs hit by San Diego. Fernando Tatis hit two. You also had, was it Jurickson Profar that took the home run away from Mookie Betts in left field. You had a little bit of a delay in this game, but that series tied 1-1 as well, going back to San Diego for Game 3. Tonight, the Yankees face the Royals. Game 2, you've got Carlos Rodon against Cole Reagans. The Yankees winning Saturday in the game G was at Yankee Stadium. 11-9.
Where were you sitting anyway?
Well, the WFAN has a party suite suite level. So it was all the way out there in right field.
I got a picture from behind you. Obviously, you
so
didn't
then
know
why'd
that,
you ask where I was sitting?
Because I didn't know where that was. I didn't know if you were in the stands.
You didn't see the foul pole?
Right, you were all the way out by the foul pole?
Well, it's in the picture, yeah.
Well, I didn't know whether or not you could see the players on the field or not. All I could tell, who were you sitting next to?
Takiya.
Peter Schwartz?
No, it was not really? Sitting next to Peter Schwartz. No, it was Keith McPherson.
Oh, that was Keith.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Keith McPherson, yep.
The bleacher creature himself.
Yep.
Yeah, pretty I thought cool. He was that, see, I thought he was in the bleachers, so I thought maybe you were in the bleachers with
no,
him.
No.
What, did he just go down there for like a
he went to
or
the
two?
He was in the bleachers. He came up to the suite. He told me vibe was off in the bleachers. He didn't like it. Had to get out of there.
That's
he
interesting.
Said the vibe was off?
Said the vibe was off.
So are you telling me corporate people took over the bleachers in the playoffs?
He didn't say corporate. Just said but different. Not. There was not.
Yep.
It just he just said it was it didn't
too many
feel
jackets
right.
And ties or what?
No, I mean, no, not so much that. It just said it wasn't the same vibe.
What? Too many stiffs.
Stiffs.
So yeah, he came up to the suite for a little bit and we hung out and we talked and
well, he's not a dumb guy. I mean, he came up to the suite where you guys got drinks and food and everything else.
Yeah, talked to some clients. Yeah. Lou from Wendy's, the great one.
Yes.
You know Lou,
of course.
I love that guy. Brad from Flag and Anthem. The ELEC guys.
The ELEC guys. Everybody nice. Was there. Good.
Yeah,
did you
yeah,
do a
yeah,
job
yeah,
shaking
yeah.
hands.
Uh huh.
Pounding the flesh.
Oh yeah.
Good.
And whoever like ordered the alcohol for that suite is not a drinker. Let's just put it that way.
What'd they order?
It was just.
Low shelf, not top shelf.
The Kia
top shelf.
Yeah, they did have the Casamigos, which was great. But that's the only alcohol they had, and they had nothing to mix it with. Not a single thing. Not a single. If you wanted to mix it with Diet Pepsi, you could.
All right, so this was an Odyssey thing.
It had to have been. I was like, yeah. I mean, I was like, who ordered this? Like, and even the bartender was like, hey, I got nothing to do with this. He's like, but I will tell you, this is what they procured, and it's.
He actually said procured. I remembered that.
I have to ask you, how long did it take you to get home from Yankee Stadium to Sayville?
Well, he just came straight here.
No, I am not ashamed to say we got out of there a little early. Nothing makes me happier than leaving a game early. I'm telling you, I swear to God, it's the best. When you know everybody else is in the stadium and you're just walking out there, the streets are open. You're da-da-da-da-da, suckers! That's awesome.
All right, let's get to the football from Sunday. We'll start with the late game first because that was the successful game as the Giants hung on late to beat the Seahawks.
Snap is good. Kick on its way. And it's blocked by the Giants. They got pressure up the middle, and they scoop it up. Running down the left side is Houston. He's to the five, and he's in for the score and a touchdown. Bryce Ford Wheaton is the one that picked it up.
He jumped right over the center there and blocked it. That is such a great play.
Yeah, it was.
Bryce by Isaiah Ford Simmons. Wheaton, off the bounce, returns it for a score.
That's, is anybody going to say Isaiah Simmons?
Bob
Hopper.
Did he not say it there when he said he jumped over?
He did not say it.
Hi, this is Carl Banks.
Hi, Carl.
Are you sure? I thought he did.
I didn't hear it, but it was a great play. And the reason that this play is legal is because he doesn't touch anybody. If he touches somebody, then he uses a offensive player as leverage, and then it would have been a penalty. It would have been a 15-yard penalty. But this is obviously something they practice, and he jumped right through Al, the A-gap. You know what the A-gap is, Al?
They didn't jam it in the A-gap. They jumped the A-gap.
Yeah, they jumped the A-gap, Al.
What's this
now? I mean...
Yeah, it's Steve. Al's
Mike Steve, maybe?
Oh, hi. Jammed it up the A-gap, you're saying?
No, they jumped it
up the A-gap.
No, jumped it over the A-gap.
Oh, over the A-gap.
Yeah, they jumped it over the A-gap. Isaiah Simmons. It was great. It was a great play.
There was Brian Daboll.
Did you see it?
I did.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I thought it was pretty cool.
Okay.
I thought it was a nice bookend to what happened to the Giants in the first drive.
Is that a new Met hoodie you have there?
I've had this number of years.
You have?
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Thank you.
That is really nice.
It's a sharp hat.
Here's Brian Daboll on the play.
Put a lot of trust in your assistants. So Gobi thought it would be a good, you know, he showed me a few clips of, and we held it, too. We were, you know, I kept asking for it during the game. I thought, you know, we probably had a chance at it. And Gobi's like, I just want to set it up one more. And, look, there's risk-reward to it because if you get a penalty, then it's a first down for the offense. But I thought Gobi did a great job of just setting up the rush, called it at the perfect time.